This is Brian Papstein. Welcome to our presentation of Meet the Candidates, our special series to help you get to know the views and opinions of candidates for local office. In this segment, we'll be hearing from Larry Doss, candidate for Humboldt County 5th District Supervisor. Each segment in our Meet the Candidates series is 16 minutes long. Welcome, Larry. Would you like to make an introductory statement or introduce yourself to the audience if they are unfamiliar with who you are?
Well, thank you, Brian. My name's Larry Doss. I have been raised in Humboldt County. Wasn't born here, but raised in Humboldt County from 4 years old on. I'm 56 now, so it's been a few days. I've raised also a family, three adult kids, two boys and a girl, and they've all attended local schools. I've attended local schools. I'm married to a five-generation Fortuna young lady, and we have called Humboldt County home, and we love Humboldt County, and we want to see Humboldt County remain lovable for everyone else, whether it's the ocean, the beaches, the lagoons, lakes, rivers. It's just a special place, and I know that draws a lot of people here. We have uniqueness in our economy and a lot of services in the area. Provides for grit, and that's one thing that I see common with Humboldt folks is grit. That smile on their face after a heavy rainstorm and being soaked and they still come up smiling. It's grit.
You ready for the questions?
You bet.
All right, first area. The illegal and legalized drugs have influenced and changed Humboldt County's culture at all levels. What comments do you have associated with the influence drugs have had upon public safety, the economy, and the overall health of our community?
Sure. Boy, that's a big one. Illegal and legalized drugs, influence of drugs on our communities, I don't think anybody would disagree that it impacts everything from emergency medical services, emergency services such as fire and law enforcement. It impacts everything from just simple traffic safety, having competent employees for employers. There's lots of jobs out there, but just being able to pass simple drug tests are a big issue, is what I hear from employers. And then, of course, drugs in general have a purpose. It's to kind of take us off our mental A game for whatever reason, therapy, relaxation, whatever the reason. And that sometimes very often the overuse of takes people off their A game. And it's a sad thing. Overall, I believe it does affect our economy. I believe there's so many folks that could be working and participating in a more joyful way of life without drugs, and then they would also be providing a heck of a lot of benefit to all of us economy wise. And then just the general health of our community. The overtaxing of services is huge. So that's a big issue, and it dovetails into a lot of other issues that spin off, such as homelessness and abuses and such that we have to deal with.
One thing that we've heard a lot of is the impact of the healthcare services, whether it's the emergency rooms, or tying up the docs and the nurses, or the physical components of that with law enforcement, with DHHS, with everybody that's involved in touching and assisting those folks.
Right.
Are there any models out there that you've discovered that you'd like to see incorporated or implemented here in Humboldt County?
Yeah, actually, DHHS has a new model that I'm going to follow closely, and I've heard some great things about from Connie Beck. Is a transition center, and they're going to soon build that in Eureka. That will serve as multi-level service as far as a safe place to be, a safe place to store medications, a safe place to bring their pet, a safe place to get food and shelter. But then also the services that are available through the county are going to be there and under one roof. It'll act as a triage. So that's going to be an exciting, and I sure wish it well. It has successes in Mendocino County, and I believe other places as well. So that's going to be a really big project that I think has the same flavor to multiply across the county.
Next area of discussion. Larry, what specific actions would you take to help local businesses survive the pressures of inflation, labor cost, and also the lack of interest in being employed by certain folks in our community?
Yeah, boy, has the world changed in the last 2 or 3 years. some specific actions as a supervisor. You need to have that supervisor. In this case, we have five of them, but we're talking about the fifth district here. You need to have a supervisor that is going to charge forward, be out in the lead, not be concerned about isolation, but be in the lead and the forefront of advocating for employers, looking at pending laws that are going to further hamper, but you need to be in touch with both state and federal lawmakers so that they understand that here on, you know, quote, Main Street, that someone running a business is going to be negatively affected by just piling on more bureaucracy. If I could change anything there, would be to attack some of that bureaucracy and simplify, but that's just me, and it's that monster's huge. But advocating for local businesses, advocating for living wage jobs is huge. It's a buzz phrase that everybody wants to hear. But what that means is we need to be open and welcoming to other businesses coming into the area. As other businesses come in and they recognize Humboldt as a exciting place to bring their business and their labor force and add labor force, you know, all boats rise together.
Are you happy, content, satisfied with the Economic Development Department that effort that the county has had in place now for 3 or 4 years?
I'd say I'm happy with it, but I'm never satisfied. Coming from a business background and private sector background, and also understanding from my government background, it's easy to kind of be in a bubble when you're not making that payroll every 2 weeks, and you're not, you know, making sure that the insurances that are on top of insurances on top of insurances are paid, and taxes on top of taxes. I believe there's always room to grow that, and the county is a perfect place to look at. You know, small adjustments can make big differences for local businesses.
Final area,
yeah,
of discussion. If I had a handful of pixie dust and you could use it to address any one single issue in Humboldt County, what would that issue be, and what would the solution look like?
I love that, because that puts my mind in an ideal spot, and I think it's attainable. But I would spread tons of that pixie dust all over the homelessness issues and shelter insecurity that's going on within our county. It's rampant everywhere, but I believe we have solutions at hand. Not everybody's happy with, of course, solutions that come from government, but I believe that the homelessness issue, when it is solved or reduced, will solve dozens of other issues that we in the county face.
One of the challenges and frustrations I think a lot of us have is the perception, accurate probably, but the complacency of, well, you know, everybody has blank.
Yeah.
We're not unique with blank.
Right.
And almost a willingness to accept less than desired.
Right.
So how do you avoid that?
I think that starts with my upbringing and experiences as a young person. All the way back to, you know, maybe football coaches in college. That instilling in me of as far as not being satisfied with the status quo. Of course, that, you know, if you look at the trolls out there, they want to paint me into a box of, oh, well, you know, evil rich guy, which I'm not. But not being satisfied with the status quo and looking for successes. Don't be satisfied. Just keep looking for being better. Be better.
So how do you get there?
You know, it's a lot of ignoring the negative personally and keep your eye on the goal. It is possible, and you got to be driven. And you got to communicate that message sometimes over and over and over and then over again. And hopefully somebody else gets a whiff of that pixie dust and we join together and then someone else joins on. And pretty soon we've got a movement to a solution.
It's tough for a supervisor to really change the culture.
Yes.
Because you're not supposed to be in the departments.
Right.
You're not supposed
right.
to be making contact directly
right.
with the folks. So how do you go about that culture other than preaching the good news from the dais?
Yeah, right.
And somehow hoping that it oozes underneath the doors into each of the departments.
Yeah. You know, it's funny you bring that up. Culture is big on my mind for the county. Culture, our company has been recognized as a unique culture over and over when folks come in and visit and outsiders come in and visit and try to figure out how we do what we do. And I believe, you know, culture starts at the top. You got to walk the walk and walk the talk, so to speak, and live it. And I believe you create culture by your actions, and then you just have to communicate over and over that this is our goal, this is where we're going, this is the outcome that we're all looking for, and this is how it's going to be positive for everyone involved. And it just doesn't end. You have to just keep doing it. We've been working on our culture for over 50 years, so it's not an easy ship to turn, but it can be turned, and it definitely will benefit all.
So where would be your first focus?
You know, I want to get in and meet meet the department heads, but I want to get in and meet within the department all of the employees. I want to be very approachable. I don't want to be scary. I don't want to be intimidating. I don't want, and this goes for not just within the county, but constituents is, I don't want there to be a fear of coming and speaking either officially to the supervisors or unofficially and fear that they're going to be ridiculed or chastised or somehow attacked for not having an opinion that for some reason they should have had or known they should have had. So I don't mind opposing opinions. Opposing opinions are great because that helps us get to the solutions.
Got about a minute to go.
Yeah.
Any final comments?
You know, I'm really looking forward to leaning forward and being the 5th District Supervisor starting in 2023. I think we're going to do some great things together. And Humboldt has a bright future. I'm happy to have been part of some of the beginnings of that, and I want to see it through, and we're going to get to yes for Humboldt County.
thanks for coming by and participating. I know, you know, things are a little squirrely.
Yes.
During the campaign period. But so taking the time out and joining us, appreciate it, Larry.
Thank you. Take care.